Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah will talk about a joint partnership between two people and how that partnership could dissolve, how it could be one partner could force the other to end the partnership. What they would do is if one partner wanted to end the partnership between the two people, he could force the second partner to do so as well. And each person would leave with their half of the property. But if after they divided it up, the property would be too small to have any utility, then the person is not allowed to force his friend to split the property. Here we'll talk about different types of property and what's considered to be large enough in order to divide it. Mishnah says, "En holkin et hechatzer ad sheyehe arba amot lazeh ve'arba amot lazeh." You cannot force a partner of yours to divide up a courtyard unless after the division there would be 4 amot for each party. If the courtyard divided up would be smaller than 4 amot for each of the partners over here, then it would be too small to have any use, and therefore one partner can't force the other to divide it up because they're both going to be left with yards, courtyards, which are small, too small to use at all. Ve'lo et hasadeh ad sheyehe ba tisha'a kabin lazeh ve'tisha'a kabin lazeh. And people who jointly own a field, a grain field, can't force a split between the two of them. One partner can't force the split unless the farmable area is 9 kav for this one and 9 kav for the other one, which is about 3,750 square amot. That has to be post-division. Only a partner who ends up with 3,750 square amot, 9 kav of land for him and for his partner, could end up forcing a split. You have to have enough area and enough that the land will produce in order to say that it's economically worth farming and to continue to farm that field. If it's too small, it's not worth farming that field. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ad sheyehe ba tisha'at hatza'e kabin lazeh ve tisha'at hatza'e kabin lazeh. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the amount of area is smaller in the minimum of what each side needs to end up with after they split. He says that a person cannot force his partner to divide up the land unless they end up with 4.5 kav for each one of them, 4.5 for one, 4.5 kav for the other. He has the number of half of the Tanakama. Tanakama, like we just said, says that you have to have 9 kav per person. It says it would be Yehuda, no, even an amount of 4.5 per person would be enough. The commentaries point out over here that Rabbi Yehuda wasn't arguing on Tanakama. He agreed in about the land that Tanakama was in, but Rabbi Yehuda's land, which was very fertile, which was land that gave forth a lot of vegetation, even 4.5 kabin of land would be worth planting on. So therefore, a field could be divided up if they each of the partners ends up with 4.5 kav for each one of them. Ve'lo tagina ad sheyehe ba hatzi kav lazeh. A partner is not allowed to push his other partner out and divide up the vegetable garden that they have unless it's going to be a half kav of land for this one and a half kav of land for the other one, a much lower amount, because when dealing with an actual garden, they're planted much thicker and the yield that they have is much greater than grain. So therefore, even if they both end up with a small amount of land, half a kav, 208 square amot, a tiny amount of land, even if they both end up with that, we're talking about vegetable garden, that would be acceptable and they would divide it up. Rabbi Akiva omer bet rova, says Rabbi Akiva, even a quarter kav of garden for each partner would be sufficient for one partner to force a sale or to force the splitting up of land between two partners. Now we'll have other halachot for different types of properties. Ve'lo et ha-teraklin, ולא את המורן, ולא את השובח, ולא את הטלט, ולא את המרחס, ולא את בית הבד. A person is not allowed to sell the following jointly owned items: a salon, a teraklin, which is used as a meeting hall, or a moran, which is a gazebo, and a shovach is a dovecote, and a talet is a coat or like a cloak. And not a merhatz, which is a bathhouse, or betabad, velot betabad, which is an olive press. One partner is not allowed to force the other partner to split these items. Ad sheyehe bahen kedeh lazeh ukhdeh lazeh, unless there will be enough, a large enough piece that each one of them could be fully used on its own for this one, and enough for that one after they split up. In each of these cases, the item that we're talking about usually cannot be divided unless the partners agree that they're going to receive it some way similar to how the original item was. We'll have a general rule now for what's considered to be enough for each partner. Zakilal, kol shehalek ushmo alav holkin. The rule is the following. Anything that when divided up retains the original name that it had, and it still has that same use and same function, and it looks like that same thing it was before it was actually divided, we said you're allowed to divide it up. V'imlav en holkin. If it doesn't retain all of those details, then en holkin, you're not allowed to split it up at all. Ematai, what's the situation? Bizman she'en shenehem rotzim, when both partners do not want to agree to divide the property, and only one of them wants to, and therefore one of them could only force the other under the right criteria. But bizman she. But in a situation where both partners are agreeing to divide it up, then what do we care? Even if the property is smaller than its minimum, they could decide to divide it up. If they feel like it's good for them, they're allowed to do it. But we're talking about Kitvei HaKodesh, talking about Sefrei Torah, talking about Nevi'im, Ketubim, holy books. You're not allowed to divide them up even if the partners agree to it. It's considered to be a disgrace to the scrolls that include Pesukim to cut them up or to divide them up. So therefore, even if the partners would agree, you're not allowed to have it divided up whatsoever.